I lost the recording of this gameplay, not because of anything, nothing happened, I accidentally stopped recording, but I kept recording the gameplay of the game, and I didn't notice until I was done with the level. I played level 3, the Foundry level. Wasn't great. On talking, I mentioned something about nipples once. This was the first level where I kind of like it's just too easy. Like, it starts to get really easy once you get the pistol upgrades. It starts to get kind of, you know, less worrying, more about dodging and just charging your pistol and shooting it at the enemies. It's not anything exciting. I don't feel like I'm gonna die a lot anymore. I did levels 4 and 5 right after I recorded this. I decided that I would do like a Q&A thing. It's a little practice for me for like editing, I guess. Not even editing, it's just something to do. Whatever. Let me pull up these questions here. Because it's a Q&A video, and it took me 2 minutes and something to get to the questions. Alright, here's my first question. I'm just gonna go down the list. In a regular playthrough of Doom, what's your most and least favorite weapon to use? I'm gonna have to say the pistol. I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I don't really like the pistol. Normally, I would much rather take one of the other guns, even the shotgun. Other than the pistol, I'd say my least used weapon was actually the chain gun. I didn't really use it much. I preferred the Gauss cannon over it because it basically one-shots every enemy in the game, except for like a couple, like mancubuses and pinkies. If you hit them in the face, I think you hit them in the butt, they die, and barons. But those are like the big healthy enemies. I'd take a single shot to blow up multiple things in an area than like, you know, shooty guns. What do you think of the overall design of the game? Does it feel like Doom or Quake? I haven't played Quake before. I've seen some gameplay footage of Quake. It kind of seems Doomy. I'd say this game feels a lot like Doom. It's just more 3D, more verticality, a lot of jumping around, a lot of climbing on shit. The weapons, I like the weapons better in this game. They feel a lot better, in my opinion. Sure, the shotgun doesn't have like the range of the gods as it does in the first one and the second one. Whatever. I like the guns in this game. Next question, what's your opinion on the level design of Doom 2016? The level design, it's a lot more organic, obviously, than Doom 1 and 2. I haven't played 3, but even 3 seemed like it had a lot of boxy levels from what I've seen. This game actually feels like I'm on Mars and I'm in these places, these weird whatever facilities. Like this fucking level, it's just, what are they doing here? They're just lava. There's lava all over the place. They're making metal here, I guess? What's the point of making metal here? Is it to make more things for the more facilities? Is it... From what I was aware of, they were just mining hell for like Argent energy, which is like just magic, I guess. It's magic. That's all I can say. But yeah, I like them way better than the classic Doom levels from a visual standpoint and kind of a gameplay standpoint. A lot of the original Doom levels were just kind of, you know, the later levels were just look for keys, grab a key, and then a bunch of monsters come out from behind you to fuck you in the ass. That's Doom in a nutshell. Doom 2, I don't really like the levels in Doom 2 as much as I do the first one. They felt kind of, I don't know, there's something to the levels in Doom 2. They're just, I don't know, they don't feel right to me, most of them. I like the barrels level where it's just a bunch of explosion barrels all over the place. But yeah, this game, I like the game's levels. It kind of, it works. More organic levels, more realistic levels. Obviously, it's 2016. It's not, 1993, 1994, and whatever. Any likes or dislikes about the game so far? So, I'm not gonna get into likes because I'm probably gonna be saying quite a bit of what I like about this game as I'm talking. But what I don't like about this game isn't anything that has to do with the single player. I like the single player a lot. In fact, I kind of wish the first DLC season pass that Bethesda shits out and wants you to buy was more single player. I kind of wish it was two single player things and then, maybe one multiplayer thing. I don't really like multiplayer a lot. I just fell into the lava here. This might not be synced, but there's a part where I fall in the lava. I might sync it up to it. But I don't really like multiplayer as much as I did the first, few hours I played. Like, I'm not bad at it. I just don't really care for it. There's a lot of things it needs. Like, I could get into it, but I don't want to really talk about multiplayer. I'm sure you can get the game if you don't have it already and try it out for yourself, but I don't recommend it. But that's just me. Snap map, I don't really like either. I kind of wish they had, actual modding tools or ways to mod snap maps. Because I do realize that, these levels, they're not going to be made in like a couple months. Like, you're not going to see mods pop up that are like really good, like a lot of the Doom 1 and 2 mods that are still coming out, 10 years later. Not 10 years later, obviously, it's longer than that, but it's like 2 o'clock and I don't feel like mathing. But yeah, I wish they would let you put custom content in the maps. I do realize that the game uses a weird super textures or whatever the fuck it's called, which, basically means all the textures are kind of like their own texture. There's no repeating textures, so the map has a set texture. Like a super mega ultra texture that goes over the whole like map, and that's it. So it might take a while for people to get around it if they do at all. I kind of wish they either updated Snap Map in the future, free updates for like hell levels or different things, maybe some DLC monsters. I don't know. I just don't really like Snap Map. It kind of makes me want to play more single player, which makes me kind of hate Bethesda for making their first season pass all multiplayer because, multiplayer, this multiplayer is hot shit, right? Everyone loves it. That's why everyone's complaining there's cheaters all over the place and that the game is unbalanced. Though I've only found one actual cheater so far, and I do agree some things could be changed in the weapons for multiplayer, despite me being good at it. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of what I don't like about the game. Oh, what about the design of the enemies? I like the design of the enemies. A lot of people, when something gets redesigned from like your childhood, I guess, like they did with like Killer Instinct, for example, people, they didn't like, they weren't on board with a lot of the designs, and I understand that, but I wouldn't classify it as like shit or anything. I like when game companies take old characters and old designs and kind of, make them more, in a sense. Like the Baron of Hell in this game, he's literally just like a super good metal HD looking Baron of Hell from the original two Dooms. And the Hell Knight kind of looks like he does in Doom 2, I mean Doom 3, just a bit. I guess they did it to distinguish the Baron between the Hell Knight, because in the original 2 they were just recolors of the same sprite. Is it true that Doomguy basically ignores all aspects of the story and storms through the game on his own rules? Yes. That's all I can say. Yes. What do you think of the story so far in Doom? So far, the story, they made a whole, like, new-ish sort story for this. Basically, I'm gonna sum up the story. Earth is like, oh, we're running out of resources, and then some robot guy's like, hey, I know where we can get resources for, like, really cheap, bro. So they travel to hell, and they get their mining axes, and they start mining hell. And then the demons get, like, super pissed that people are coming to fuck their shit up and steal their shit. And then the robot's like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? They find, like, King Tut's tomb, and they take it from the demons. And it turns out inside the tomb is the Doom guy. And he... pretty much the demons are kind of afraid of him, so they put him in King Tut's tomb. And basically the Doom guy is very angry. He's very crazy. He likes to kill the demons. The demons do not like to be killed. You break out and you must kill the demons. That's pretty much the story. What kind of rating would you give this game for its single player campaign, multiplayer, online mode, respectively? Should have answered this before, but I would give the single player 8 out of 10. I don't really give anything 10 out of 10. I don't really rate games anyway. But yeah, multiplayer, I guess, is like it's a 5 out of 10, to be honest. It's average. It's nothing more to me. Snap Map, I would give... until they update things, I would give it a 4 out of 10, because it just... you have to fish through. You gotta, like... you gotta sift through some shit to get any good maps that don't require you to have a bunch of friends who also bought the game, because I don't really have anybody who plays this game to play with, and I'm not gonna buy games for my friends to play some shitty Snap Maps. So yeah. And the last question, I didn't get much questions, to be honest. Are the weapons too overpowered for single player mode? Do you think they need a nerf? Yeah, I got a couple weapons that might be overpowered. Your fists, when you get the berserk power up, I mean, you punch the guys in the face and they explode. What are you, the Hulk? And just the most overpowered weapon of the game, I have to say. Just, you're looking at it right now, the pistol. Look at it. Like, you would think such a small gun wouldn't do any damage, but, you know, once you upgrade it, it's like, you're killing imps left and right. You're exploding Hell Knights. You're fucking shooting Baron's dicks off. Just... it's probably the most powerful weapon since the fucking Magnum in Halo 1. You know, I kind of think it's unfair that I'm using it for this quote-unquote challenge that I'm doing. I should probably just use the melee option and just melee my way through the game. I think that would be a more fair challenge than shooting people with the instant death gun. But yeah, I guess that's all the questions I got. Probably gonna cut this video down to around the same length I have been. I'll get rid of some of this audio too if I can. I'll trim it down because I like to pause between my sentences for some fucking reason, because I'm not really a talky person, I guess. Oh, there was this one part in this where I jumped in a box and I hid from a Hell Knight. I'm gonna probably bring that up at the end. It was really dumb. I was like laughing at him, and then he punched me through the box and killed me. So yeah, level's done. I guess this is kind of the only thing I'll do like this. I'll probably try to be more hype for level 6 and on if I can muster up the strength. but the game is really easy for me right now, to be honest. I've said it a lot. I'm gonna say it a lot in the next video I make. But yeah, hopefully I get some good moments, because lately it's been I've been scraping the bottom of the barrel for footy. All right, goodbye.